Hello, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to another new Pixel Recess. On today's show, we have podcast media mogul Daniel Benjamin. There we go. Words are hard this morning, folks. I don't know what to say except that it was a dream come true to interview Dan. It was like a fantasy. I could never have daydreamed anything better in my life. It was my favorite distraction in the world. We have a wonderful conversation, and Dan has a lovely, smooth, sultry voice. Today's show is sponsored by Dreams and ADD. I don't want to take any more time away from the show, so let's just dig right in, shall we?
All right, when do we start this? Is this already it, or you're still
bumming? How many times have you podcasted from your bathroom?
Never.
Well, then I beat you there. And follow up, how many times have you cut an interview short because you had to poop?
Never.
Well, that's also probably a lie, but that's all right. You have, from what I hear, you have a constant stubble and you spent a lot of time in Florida. Is that because you are trying to reenact the life of Don Johnson?
Yeah, that's good. No, I don't have constant stubble. It takes, at least 3 or 4 hours to show up.
Okay.
And for some reason, people, this is like a thing, this sort of Fred Flintstone thing. But Florida sucks, man. It was the worst. It was awful.
Is it the bugs that are worse or just the state itself?
The state, everybody there is a transient. So you don't have any sense of culture or community. You don't have people who really care much about where they live because they know that they're only going to be there for a short period of time and then they're going to be gone. So they don't care about their neighbors. They don't care about their neighborhoods. They don't care about making it a better place to live.
I really don't like our neighborhood that much. Living out in the suburbs. Why do we do that? I guess we do have 3 kids. We need a yard, really a 2 dogs. Kind of hard to do that there. In an urban environment. But gosh, I hate neighbors. Not a big fan of small talk and chit chat and the gossip. I think our neighbor next door is going to kill us. I really need to call my mom. It's been a while.
Right.
I wonder if you put wings, really, really big wings, like airplane-sized, hefty wings on an elephant, if they'd fly. I don't mean fly like drop them off the side of a mountain and they fall gracefully, but I mean like they could flap and get in the air and fly. Now they say that thing about pigs, if pigs could fly, but I would love to see an elephant flying. Not like Dumbo, that's ridiculous. No elephant could use his ears to fly like that. Come on, let's get serious, people. Oh, I think he's done. What? What's he talking about? I don't know.
It's tough now.
So related to the stubble, is there like a Rogaine-like hair product for getting such a nice thick stubble or no?
You know, I don't think so. It is pretty nice. I get compliments.
You should sell it.
I wish there was a way to sell that.
That's good. So tell me about this paleo diet. Does that involve eating the bones of dinosaurs?
That's funny. No, the paleo diet, the concept behind the paleo diet, that it's, and again, before I explain this, I have a disclaimer. This is what I'm doing, and I don't encourage anybody else to do it. I encourage everybody else who's interested to learn about it. I'm not saying this is like the right thing, because if I don't say that, then I will get lots of email from people saying that it's crazy. So that's fine.
And I will encourage people to hit the 15-second forward button.
Yeah. But basically, the paleo diet is that we should eat in a way that is closer to the way that human beings ate.
My ears are starting to sweat. Stupid headphones. I love these headphones, actually. I shouldn't call them stupid. They're very nice. They are a gift from my dad. They cover my ear, but now my ears are sweating. I wonder if it's because we're talking about dinosaurs. Dinosaurs sort of freak me out. They're sort of weird dinosaurs. I'm not saying they don't exist, because I'm pretty sure they probably did. I don't think we completely made up that. But they're just kind of weird to think about them walking around the earth. I mean, I guess it's not that much different than elephants or hippos or, chickens or whatever, but they're still just really weird to think about. I wonder what we're going to have for dinner tonight. We had tacos last. We'll probably have refried beans, quesadillas, something easy. Kind of get tired of that.
grown.
Man, those Five Guys fries sound good right about
ways
now.
That are not harmful. So
I think he's done.
Eating pastured eggs as opposed to like super farms and
so that eggs that are
grass fed beef
in the field.
That's right.
So that doesn't involve dinosaurs. That is what you're saying.
I would love to eat a dinosaur. Like that would be pretty awesome.
If we're going way back in time,
the cavemen were beating up the dinosaurs and like they would all jump on the T-Rex's back and club it.
Yeah. That was what they were eating. So
yeah, that's what I would want to eat.
So basically, you eat a lot of chicken then, because I hear that they are essentially the descendants of dinosaurs.
But, as much chicken eggs as you
raw
want.
Raw chicken, right? Just go at a chicken. You see one, you just bite it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool. Feathers not a problem.
No,
are they good? Seasoned?
Yes.
Huh? So how exactly is Austin Barbecue any better than the perfectly molded mound of meat thing that is the McRib?
Well, you know, I've only had a McRib once, but man, Central Texas Barbecue.
Barber's Q?
Yes. Okay. Central Texas is its own kind of barbecue. I mean, there's lots of different barbecues in Texas. There's Central Texas, East Texas are the two big ones.
You've heard of towns like
we'll be waiting for
yes.
you.
Yes.
I mean, these are the towns.
Three is company, two.
I get like, the worst songs stuck in my head. And I hate my voice. It sounds nasally. It sounds like I have a constant cold. Maybe I do. I am often stuffed up. Right? I grew up with allergies. So, I got a shot every week for like 5 years from when I was 5 to 10. Of course, that was in the East Coast. Now it doesn't matter here in Cincinnati where it's like a giant bowl of allergens and smog and just everything. I feel like all year round I have allergies, which just makes me sleepy and grumpy. Of course, maybe that's just an excuse for just being sleepy and grumpy. Who knows? I don't know. Oh, shit. I think he's done talking. I better ask a question.
Brisket maybe first and beef ribs second. Pork ribs third.
So, is that the way the cavemen ate then? They had brisket and sausages?
Actually, they would probably have eaten more of the organ meat.
That's true.
Sweet
the tripe, yeah, they would have the sweet meats or sweetbreads, but that would that does not involve gluten then the sweetbread,
no.
So, why did you name the podcast your podcast Colony 5x5? Is that some sort of homage to your jail time in Florida?
No jail time. Basically, that term. The first time I think I heard it, I was a kid, and if you were to have done your research. You would have gone to Wikipedia, and they actually have an explanation of the term 5x5.
But what it basically did you ever sneeze so hard that you cracked your back the other day? Sort of metrics, I did that. It really hurt. I really have to go to the bathroom. I wonder if I could go without Dan knowing that I had to go. I bet I probably could. Of course, I don't know if I have to go number one or number two. I'm kind of afraid that it's going to be number one, which leads to number two, which will then take too much time, and then I'll hurry it. And if you hurry that, it never ends well, at least not for me. It's never a good thing. Oh, I think he's almost done.
The strongest signal and perfect clarity. So that's where I got it from.
How do you go about conquering and colonizing all these podcasts? Is there some fisticuffs or some microphone jousting or anything?
Conquering meaning?
Well, you bring on these other podcasts that you seem to go and you bring them into your colony.
Oh, right. Like acquiring one. Like if you, for example, if you wanted to be on 5x5, how would you?
How would we do that? How would we get to fisticuffs, some jousting? Would there be, you know, bread throwing?
No, I mean, I think really what it's about is finding shows. You know, when I first started it, I was doing most of the shows here on 5x5. Like I was on most of them.
I clipped my toenails. Last night, I accidentally scratched my wife and then her half sleep. She asked if I was some kind of monster, which is kind of funny, but it's also really gross. It's really, you know, snarly. I gotta trim these. Be spent on the I don't know why I took my shoes off either. My feet smell terrible. My feet smell terrible. Oh, come on. I gotta pay attention. I can't just keep spacing out like this. Come on, me. Pay attention.
Guests and dealing with sponsors and making money. And I wanted to have a business that would help people who were really great focus on being great for an hour instead of
You know what? I think we're having spaghetti tonight. It's one of my least favorite foods. Just spaghetti. It's so boring. Noodles and red sauce. Ugh, it's just bland. I love meatballs. The meatball sub is amazing. But spaghetti, I guess my mom used to make it all the time. I used to hate tomato sauce, too. I used to just have spaghetti noodles, and I used to put Parmesan cheese on it, and that was it. That couldn't have been any worse for me. Of course, now I passed on that pickiness to my kids, and they don't like red sauce or other things. I also don't like pickles. I'm not a big pickle fan or seafood. I don't like any seafood. Selfish? Ugh. It's like eating a cockroach. You know, if you took a lobster and just made it a land-dwelling animal, it would be a bug. We'd kill it. We'd crush it. But no, we'd choose to eat it. I spaced out again. I got to pay attention.
We'll help cross-promote a show that's cool.
Now comes the Merlin Mann portion of the podcast. Okay. What are Merlin Mann's visiting hours? And is he afraid of white coats?
You know, people often think that I have like some kind of inside line to Merlin. He's a very, very good friend of mine, and I love talking to him. And we do talk occasionally, but a lot of it will like, let's save it for the show. And we do. And what you hear between us on Back to Work is that's how we are in person. That's how we are off the air. That's it. That's us. And he's so much fun. And, you know, that for me is one of my favorite things to do every week. Is to be able to spend an hour or two talking to him, and is he smart? Hard to keep up with him.
Yeah. What's the percentage of comprehension to what he says? Do you have?
The first time around, maybe 15%.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a 150 batting average. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
How long before he falls asleep when you read Confederacy of Dunces to him at night?
You know, I haven't had to go back into like usually now once I put him down. He'll stay down. He won't come out of his room too much. He used to come out of his room at least once or twice a night. And now he pretty much stays in there once you tuck him in.
Oh, you did the sleep training.
Yeah.
That's the tough part.
Yeah.
They hear the screaming for, you know, that hour.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Well, it ends after a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And then there's the regression. That's the mm-hmm. worst. So has he ever requested that you change your name to Archimedes?
No.
Can I suggest that you change your name to Archimedes?
Sure, you can do
that. Okay, I just did.
Okay.
Why is it that you wish to increase the unemployment rate so much in America? With your show quit.
My show quit. Well, you know, actually, if you think about it, what I'm encouraging people to do is start something. So if you're starting something cool, then eventually you have to hire other people. So maybe it seems like a dip, but it'll actually be an increase eventually.
You might be encouraging Gap workers to think that they should not be working at Gap.
Yeah, a lot maybe of Floridians. Maybe
there should be. A lot of Floridians who want to get out of Florida. Do you know what happens when you Google your name, Dan Benjamin, what they autocomplete with?
Dan Benjamin Bacon.
Yes!
Is that what you see?
That is exactly what I see. That's pretty impressive, don't you think?
People don't get it. They always get it wrong. They always overcomplicate it. And then they blame
the oven. Do you do the oven method?
Yeah, the oven method. You line up, you take a pan. And I use a glass pan. You don't have to. You can use steel. You can use aluminum, like your hat.
Yeah. Yes.
And you line it with bacon, edge to edge, bacon edge to edge.
Yes.
Then you take the pan, you put it into a cold, unheated.
Bacon. I could really use some bacon right now. But I can't. I have the doctor appointment on Tuesday. I know he'll know I had bacon. Somehow. I'll probably be sweating through my pores. Not that that's a bad thing, but. I probably shouldn't. Did he say barbecue strange? Like Barbara Q? Like a woman's name, Barbara Q? I swear I said it strange. I also maybe am not hearing well. I'm getting older. My hearing is getting worse. Never would have imagined that someone talking about bacon would make me daydream. I really love bacon. I should pay attention. I think he's almost done.
When it says it's 400, that's typical. You gotta mess around with it. Have fun.
Bacon is fun. What do you think of Harrison Ford's earring?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, troubling.
Mm-hmm.
Troubling. Should be illegal, actually. Well, I would offer you free ice cream, but I don't have any. And that concludes the barrage of questions. You've done well, Dan Benjamin.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me here.
And that was my interview with Dan.
I apologize to Dan for being very distracted. I do have ADD. I think I forgot my medication that day, so these things happen, but I do appreciate him being on the show. I would also like to thank United Pixel Workers for hosting Pixel Recess. Go over to their website and look at some of their beautiful, creamy, lovely, soft, glorious t-shirts. And keep your eye out for, quite possibly, the only exclusive Pixel Recess t-shirt to be coming soon? Question mark. As always, you can find the show on the web at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com. You can leave a comment and maybe have some interactions there. I do write up unique and hopefully fun little synopses of the show. Listen to old shows, please. There are many. Well, 21 to be exact. 22 counting this. I go to iTunes and please rate and review the show because my ego needs it. And I get tired of crying into a bowl of mashed potatoes every day. But next week, very big guest. There will probably be a lot of beeps. In fact, I am sure there will be a lot of beeps. I also don't have any clue of how I'm going to edit it down to anything smaller than maybe 30 minutes. Which might lead you to guess that my guest will be Mr. Aaron Draplin. I look forward to that. I look forward to you listening. If you're in Brooklyn Beta, please come by and say hi to me. Till then, have a great week.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.